Good morning, my friends. It is time for the Morning Mindset edition of Live Build Change. Live Build Change is aimed at helping you live your faith in a very real, genuine, authentic way, not the churchy kind of stuff that we often say or recite, thinking that that religiosity will help us. Not that. I'm talking about a genuine relationship with God and helping you through these morning mindsets to put your mind on the things that are true of God and true of yourself. We've been talking about those seasons in life where you find yourself feeling down. You find yourself maybe even in a very difficult situation, and your tendency is to get discouraged or to get depressed. And there are things we can do in those moments that can help us not just endure the situation, but to endure it with confidence in God, with the faith that He is active, He is present in that situation. And the primary thing we can do is to go to the Scripture and encourage ourselves with what we find there, because what we find there is truth from God's perspective, which is the only perspective that matters. God has been so gracious to reveal to us what is true in every circumstance and in every situation. And we find that truth in the Scripture. So today we're continuing to look in Psalm chapter 40. And we've looked at verses 1 and 2. And David has described a scenario that he was in. He was in a waiting mode, in a time when God did not seem to be responding to him. He calls his situation one where he was stuck in a pit of destruction. He was stuck in a miry bog. We don't know exactly what the circumstances were, but it's clear that he felt helpless. He felt stuck and somewhat alone. But he waited patiently for God as he cried to him. There was a faith underneath his soul at that moment where he waited. And he says, when God answered, he drew him up out of that pit. He put his feet on a rock and made his steps secure. And we're going to look at verse 3 today. David is continuing to describe what it was like when God pulled him out of that place. It says, he put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. So there's an interesting thing David saw about what God did in his life, and it's this. It's that when God pulled him out of his circumstance that was so depressing and dark and dim, and he placed his feet on that rock and he made his footsteps secure, he also gave him, God gave him, a new song to sing. Now, songs are interesting things. We sing songs at a variety of times in our lives, but this one in particular is a psalm of praise to his God, a psalm of praise. So it's a psalm that comes from a deep place of gratitude, a deep place of thankfulness to God for what God had done. And songs often reflect either what we're feeling at the moment or what we have noticed, what we have learned, what we've seen in life. And that's the kind of song I imagine David's singing when he describes this. He's singing a song of praise to his God. He's expressing what he has seen God do for him. And this psalm we're reading, the word psalm means song, could be the very song that David is referring to. He's singing a song that extols God for pulling him out of that pit, for putting his feet on a rock, for making his footsteps firm. He's singing a song that is expressive of what God has done for him. And the reason that's important right now, if you're in one of those dark times, is because you can be assured that the day is coming, because your God is faithful, that you are going to be able to once again sing that kind of song. You may not feel it right now, but the reality is your God will incline his ear, as he did to David, and he will hear your cry and he will answer you. He will pull you out. He will put your feet on a rock. He will give you a new song. That day is coming, and you need that hope in dark times, don't you? Let Psalm 40 minister to your heart today and encourage your soul. And I will see you again tomorrow on the Morning Mindset edition of Live, Build, Change.